We don't apologize that the program goes on and on. Cubby and I decided that the thing for us to do was just to begin at 9 o'clock in the morning and just not give you any time out, let you go when you wanted to and come back when you wanted to and just keep going. Now, here's a lovely group of dancers, the Square Teens from High Springs down in Alachua County. They're going to do two numbers for us. Lazy River and Just Because.
Join your hands and circle left down by the old mill run. That old lazy river in the noonday sun. And now you walk all around your left-hand lady, seesaw around your own. Well, a man left your corner and a grand old right and left. To right and left around where the robins sing. And then you do-sa-do your partner, the same girl swing. You swing that girl and then you promenade and then floating down that lazy river, floating down the Swanee River. And now you alleman left your corner and your partner swing. Swing, four ladies promenade inside the ring. Turn a right hand round with your man at home. Then alleman left your corner and you do-sa-do your own. Yes, you do-sa-do, go back to back, the men star left. Go once around that big old ring inside the set. Now you do-sa-do your partner there. Swing your corner, lady fair. Promenade the river, lazy river, floating down the Swanee. And now you alleman left your corner and your partner swing. Swing, four ladies promenade inside the ring. Turn a right hand around with your man there at home. Well, a man left your corner and you do-sa-do your own. Yes, you do-sa-do, go back to back, the men star left. Go once around that great big old ring inside the set. Now do-sa-do your partner there. Swing your corner, lady fair, and promenade the river, that old lazy river, floating down the Swanee River. And now you join your hands and circle left down by the old mill run. That old lazy river in the noonday sun. And now you walk all around your left-hand lady, seesaw around your own. Well, a man left your corner and a grand old right and left. It's a right and left around where the robins sing. A do-sa-do your partner, the same girl swing. And then you swing that girl and then you promenade. And then sailing down that lazy river, sailing down the Swanee River. And now you alleman left your corner and your partner swing. Swing them round and round, four ladies promenade inside. Turn a right hand round with your man at home. And then you alleman left your corner and you do-sa-do your own. You do-sa-do, go back to back, the men star left. Go once around that great big old ring inside the set. Now you do-sa-do your partner there. Swing your corner, lady fair. Promenade the river, lazy old river. Promenade that river round the square. And now you alleman left your corner and your partner swing. Swing around and round. Four ladies promenade inside the ring. Right hand round with your man at home. And then you alleman left your corner and you do-sa-do your own. Yes, you do-sa-do, go back to back, the men star left. Go once around that big old ring inside the set. Now do-sa-do your partner there. Swing your corner, lady fair. Promenade the river, lazy old river. Yes, floating down the Swanee River. And now you join your hands and circle left down by the old mill run. That old lazy river in the noonday sun. And now you walk all around your left-hand lady, seesaw around your own. Well, a man left your corner, do a grand old right and left. It's right and left around where the robins sing. And now you do-sa-do your partner, then the same girl swing. Swing that girl around and promenade, and then promenade that river, that lazy old river, floating down the Swanee shore.
And here are our little biddies, the Rainbow Harmonettes from Fruitland Park, who I have been planning for 2 years to come to the folk festival, and now here they are. And what are you going to sing for us?
These children are going to sing two English folk songs. One is called Who Built the Ark? Noah, Noah. And one little, real, short, cute one is called The Watermelon Song.
I wonder if Cousin Ruby Sewell has gotten here yet. If she did, she hasn't reported to headquarters. But we have a great treat in store from the international students. A group of Cambodian young people. And I hope I'm pronouncing their names correctly. Rithi Shrey, Vera Thong, Sock Thong Dong University of Florida International students are going to do the Cambodian boat dance for us. This dance celebrates the coming of the flood in Cambodia. Because the flood deposits fertile soil which produces bountiful crops, the flood is looked upon as a blessing. So the boat dance is given in thanks for the flood. And it's a great honor to have you here with us today.
I've got to go, honey. Come see me.
Really important announcement to make here. Do you think, no, I don't think we'll reveal their secret until tonight. Cousin Jake Moon has been asked to do a demonstration of casting, and he said that any of you who wanted to stay and see this done, you're welcome to do that. You consider it a part of the program if you want to. But especially the Boy Scout, the Boy Scouts and the Boy Scout leaders. It's for the Boy Scouts to give a demonstration of casting. I'll see you otherwise at a little before 7:30 tonight. The park will be closed from 5:30 to 6:30. We need to clean up a little bit. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, kind friends. How many of you are here for the first time tonight? First time. How many of you have been here all the time? Good for you. How many of you have just been here today? Well, that's wonderful. Well, look what we have here. One little bitty girl to start this great big Saturday night program. This is Olga Jo Pessis from Tarpon Springs. And I don't know exactly how the hula got to Tarpon Springs, but it did. And she's going to do it for us. All right, dear. All right, step right up to the mic and tell.
It's the Gorge of Kalua.
We didn't hear you, darling. Step to the other microphone.
This one?
Yes.
The only thing I'm going to do is Kalua and the Gorge. And Kalua goes with the Gorge, too.
Thank you. Subject to change without notice, and we just thought it'd be a fine thing to wake you up with this whip cracking. Here's cousin J.P. Deacle and Tommy Jordan, and where's our other whip cracker? All right, Clyde, cousin Clyde Shepherd, and his pretty wife back there. And they're going to do some spectacular things for us right this minute. All right, come on. Speak to them.
Howdy, folks. It sure is good to be here. I was here last year, and we had a wonderful time, and I'm so happy that Cousin Thelma invited me back this year. I've had a wonderful time today, and I hope you enjoy it, too.
All right. First, Tommy and Cousin JP will cut straws from each other's hands.
The art of whip popping. So, if Mr. Walker will come out and do that again, I know everybody appreciates it.
Hal, Cousin Hal, come out and do that again. Way out here where everybody can see it.
I just left to say this to you folks. I love to entertain Christian people. I love to entertain Christian boys and girls. I was in the devil's work for a long time, entertaining the devil's crowd and the devil's people for the money that I got out of it. I've entertained thousands of people that was looking up at the stars through the bottom of a whiskey bottle. I got no pleasure out of it except the money that I was getting. But I thank the Lord now that I love to entertain Christian people and Christian boys and girls for the pleasure that I get out of it. And I'm glad to be here tonight, and everybody go to church tomorrow, okay?
I can't think of a better sermon to have than that. I never shall forget his telling me that he used to work for the devil, but now he works for the Lord. And I like to think that that's what we're doing here. We're all working for the Lord. And here's our other fine whip cracker and his wife come to entertain us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to demonstrate to you all tonight an act with a whip that you haven't seen. Probably some of you never seen it. It's a very hard and difficult act. My friends here, I just want to say I enjoy working with them. However, their whips are shorter than mine, and it takes just a little bit more energy to use one of these whips. So I'm going to, this time, give you a little demonstration. It's very difficult, so I want you to pray for me and hope me good luck. We do the paper cutting with these long ones, and the distance is a little bit greater. So the chances of hitting somebody is greater, but we are going to demonstrate the long whip for the use of paper.
This is the way I save a manicure set. Hold it up a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see this beautiful little Goldilocks? Now, if you think that I would hurt anybody with these whips, well, you know I wouldn't start on that, so I'm going to demonstrate and let you see that I'll wrap them around her and not hurt her.
Give her a great big hand, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you all last night that I'd make a presentation tonight, but this afternoon in giving a little demonstration out there, I damaged one of these whips, so I'm going to have to put it off till a later date and get it fixed and bring it back. But I do want to say y'all have been a wonderful crowd to work with, and if with the permission of my cousin, I want to tell you just one little joke that'll be fitting for this time. How about it? I guess y'all have heard of the two Irishmen, Pat and Mike, that came over here. They went out walking one afternoon, and in the fall of the year, when the persimmons, you know what these wild persimmons are like, they were just turning good and yellow, you know. So they decided to gather them a few. So they got them some persimmons walking down the road, and Pat says, "Mike, be faith in Christ, says they smell good." He says, "Well, how about trying one?" So he bit into it, and if any of you ever bit into a green persimmon, you know what he got into. So he was just sputtering and a spitting and a puffing around there, and Mike says, "Pat, be faith in Christ, what's the trouble?" He says, "Mike, if you got anything to ask me, do it quick, because I think I'm closing up. So good night."
Some of us were fortunate enough this afternoon to be here to see the beautiful Czechoslovakian group dance the slow beseda. They've been on the program since its inception 9 years ago, and I think they feel like I do that the show just couldn't go on without them. And it's always a pleasure to have them here. They live just below Brooksville at Masaryk Town, named for the martyred president of Czechoslovakia. I didn't tell you this afternoon about the community. It's considered a model community all over the country. Many Czechs come down and winter with them, and many come and retire there at Masaryk Town. I hope you'll stop and visit at Masaryk Town as you go down US 41 some of these times. if it weren't for our good friend, Miss Frances Valenta, who brought the Bethesda from across the waters, perhaps it would have died. But with great zeal, she teaches it to the young people in the lovely model community there at Masaryk Town. So I'd like to present at this time Miss Frances Valenta, Cousin Frances.
Thank you, Miss Bolton, and good evening, everybody. We are glad to meet you again this year, and I hope you like it. This number is Czech Beseda. In the afternoon was Slovak Beseda. It's a little different. Thank you.
And I should like you, George, to introduce the other members of the troupe.
Well, I'd like to say we're honored to be here, and you should have seen us this afternoon. Everything went right, and this evening we were having our difficulties with our ribbons. But the dancers are Rosalie Rehurick and Danny Korvat, Sonia Samasik and Peter Browski, Connie Slifko, Raymond Kolevsky, Lydia Pashank, and myself, and we thank you.
And we hope that when you change your heirloom costumes that you'll come back and enjoy the rest of the program with us, boys and girls. All right, and then you come back. All right. Now, here comes a charming little family from all the way out in front, won't you please? All the way out in front from Foley, Georgia. And will one of you just step up to the microphone, please, and tell us who you are?
Tell them who you are. Go ahead. You're on. Go ahead. Tell them who you are. Go ahead. Say hello.
Hello.
Tell them who you are. Go ahead.
We're the Foley children.
What you going to play?
We're going to play the Festival Waltz and Countdown Races.
Good. Okay, you're on.
Thank you.
they were an unexpected pleasure furnished by Cousin Ralph Schoonover. And we do thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we thank you for a few other things, too, that we won't mention right this minute. But we will mention them after a little bit. Now, well, maybe we'll mention them while the folk singers are trailing in. And we want them all out here, every last one. Jim Luce, if you finish changing the baby's pants, will you please come on up here? I want to tell you the wonderful thing, though, that Live Oak has done for us. For 7 years since I have been directing the Folk Festival, I have dreamed of having the Byzantine Choir from Tarpon Springs here for our Sunday program. And this year, that dream is coming true thanks to hard work and the concerted effort of the Snowball Man, Cousin Joe Pessis, who brings the wonderful scouts from Tarpon Springs, Father Raptus, a friend in St. Petersburg who gave us a check for $50, the money, the cash on the barrel head, Mrs. Robert W. Roberts. Then Ralph Schoonover turned his recreation center over for a sleeping place for the young ladies. I don't know exactly what they did with the boys, but the Junior Women's Club are acting as hostesses to these wonderful young people. Let's give them a great big hand. So that tomorrow we'll hear them sing on our program. And they're here tonight. Where are you? Won't you stand up? Just stand up a minute. Well, they're modest. Did your friend find you? Don't make faces. What? All right, there's a chair. No, no.
High five people in Jacksonville loaned us.
Diane, are you ready, dear? Good. Here's lovely Diane Weldon to sing for you. She's going to sing a little folk song called Common Bill. I want to tell you this about Diane, that the hundreds of songs she knows are taught in true folk tradition to her by her mother, her father, her grandmother, and her aunts. And she knows hundreds of songs. Diane Weldon of Gainesville.
They tell me of a fella I have seen. He's neither white nor yellow, but altogether green. His name, it is not charming, it is but Common Bill. He wishes me to marry him, but I hardly think I will. I hardly think I will, I hardly think I will. He wishes me to marry him, but I hardly think I will. He came to see me the other day and made so long a stay. I really thought the blockhead would never go away. He told me of devotion, devotion pure indeed. He sounded so awful silly, I almost went to sleep. I almost went to sleep, I almost went to sleep. He sounded so awful silly, I almost went to sleep. I had a letter the other day, these very words were in it, that if I wouldn't marry him, he could not live a minute. You know the blessed Bible says it is a sin to kill. I thought the matter over, and I believe I'll marry Bill. I believe I'll marry Bill. I believe I'll marry Bill. I thought the matter over, and I believe I'll marry Bill.
I've lost my place on this program, so just bear with me for a minute. Molly Wilcox. Have I told you lately that I love you?
Good. I'm going to sit down and rest.
Well, I don't know, but you better not count too high.
This folk song is not a real old one. It was written by Scott Wiseman, who with Lula Bell had a long period of singing and successes over the Prairie Farmer Station in Chicago, WLS, and the 8th Street Theater. It's very much in the same pattern and in the same tradition as the old folk song. You've doubtless heard it. They also have been in several movies. I don't know that they ever used this one. And they happen to come from the same neck of the woods in North Carolina that I do. So this is Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. Have I told you lately that I love you? Shall I tell again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. This
next folk singer, you have heard and enjoyed lovely Esther Davis Beadnell from Orange Park, who knows hundreds of folk songs. And she's brought her Dulcimer, which is reputedly the only original American folk instrument. And I'm sure that she will show it to you. We feel so honored to have her come and be with us and sing for us. I think you're having a good time, aren't you, cousin?
Oh, I'm having a wonderful time. I want you to see this dulcimer. It was made by an old gentleman in Virginia for me, not because of me, but because I knew a man named Sid Hatfield. He said he'd make me an instrument. It's a three-string dulcimer, and so it has four strings. But the reason for that is that the old gentleman that made it said that the that any melody string should be two strings. So the melody string consists of two, but the proper way for it to be made is to have two strings at the bottom, which carry on the ground bass these two notes, which go all through any song, and then the other string up here is your melody string, which you use to harmonize with, or which you use to carry melody if you're playing it as a solo instrument. I'm going to sing, and so I will harmonize with it instead. And I'm going to sing the riddle song, I Gave My Love a Cherry.
Thought the more the merrier, okay?
That's fine.
Now, this is a song which originally came from up around the Sea Islands in Georgia. And we want you to get the beat on this and listen real carefully, because we're going to want you to come in on it in just a little while. But this first started out as a song that was sung rather seriously up there. Again, having to do with the a kind of sailing song. And then it migrated from there, and I have recently heard it sung down around Lake Okeechobee, down in Pehokee, out in the bean fields there, just a little differently, and I thought maybe you'd enjoy hearing some of the words that the migrants sing of it. And then we'll give you another variation of the same song. Now, it starts like this. Ready, Jim? I thought I heard the captain say, pay me my money down, pay me or go to jail, pay me my money down.
No.
Tomorrow is sailing day, pay me my money down. Thought I heard the captain say, pay my money down. Oh, pay me. Pay me my money down, pay me, or go to jail, pay me my money down.
Wait, come on up here with us. Come on.
Keep the tune, keep the rhythm.
Let's keep the beat going.
Pay me, oh pay me my money down, pay me, or go to jail, pay me my money down. Now, down around Belgrade and South Bay, Pahokee, you hear him sing it this way. Thought I heard the grower say, I'll pay my money down, I'll pay or go to jail, pay my money down.
Pay me.
Oh, pay me.
Let's hear it.
Pay me my money down,
pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money now. Wish I was Mr. Grower's son. Pay me my money now. Sit in the truck and drink hot rum. Pay me my money now. Oh, pay me. Oh, pay me. Pay me my money now. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money now. Wish I had Mr. Grower's life. Pay me my money now. Stay in bed with his big fat wife. Pay me my money now. Oh, pay me. Oh, pay me. Pay me my money now. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money now.
Jimmy, tell him now.
Now we go down to the Keys and across over to the Bahamas. We take a little change in this one now, and it turns into hey, Lily, Lily, low.
Hey, Lily, Lily, Lily. Hey, Lily, Lily, low. Hey, Lily, Lily, Lily. Hey, Lily, Lily, low.
Let's hear y'all join in on this now. This is the same chorus.
Hey, Lily, Lily, Lily.